Hello and welcome to Up to Date from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to get you up to date with the most interesting and important stories you should know about. Today, a new blood test could help doctors catch Alzheimer's disease sooner. And one Pennsylvania legislator wants to keep tabs on the owners of blighted properties. It's Wednesday, May 28th. Let's get into it. First today, though, if you live in Tioga, Bradford, Union, or Northumberland County, you might want to listen up. Three utilities in northern and central Pennsylvania want to charge customers more. As WVIA's Boris Krauchenyuk reports, the rate hikes would affect electricity or natural gas customers in those four counties.
The three utilities are Wellsboro Electric Company, Valley Energy Incorporated, and Citizens Electric Company. Wellsboro Electric wants to raise rates almost 20%. The company has about 6,500 customers in Wellsboro and three Tioga County townships. Citizens Electric wants an 11% rate hike. It has almost 7,200 customers in Lewisburg and surrounding communities in Union and Northumberland counties. Valley Energy supplies natural gas and also wants an almost 20% hike. Valley has more than 7,400 customers in Bradford County. Each utility also wants double-digit higher monthly charges. The State Public Utility Commission suspended the requests for investigation at a meeting last week. Expect public hearings later this year. The commission has to wrap up the case and decide on the hikes by the end of next January. I'm Boris Krauchenyuk, WVIA News.
Thanks, Boris, for that story. Next in some health news. Health providers hope a new blood test for Alzheimer's disease will lead to quicker and earlier diagnoses of the progressive form of dementia, which affects nearly 500,000 seniors in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. As Nicole Leonard reports for WVIA, the FDA approved the new test earlier this month.
The blood test measures two proteins called tau and amyloid. Certain levels of these proteins in the blood indicate there's amyloid plaque in the brain, a hallmark of Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's researcher Brian Balin of the Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine says providers should be cautious when relying on the blood test because these proteins can also appear in blood for reasons other than Alzheimer's, like brain injuries and Parkinson's disease.
The fear is that somebody comes in and they're, you know, have a complaint of a memory issue, say, okay, well, let's get a blood test. And now they're going, well, we've confirmed that you have Alzheimer's disease, with not necessarily ruling out that there could be something else there.
FDA officials say the new test is not meant to be used as a broad screening tool and that additional testing should be done to determine treatment options.
That was Nicole Leonard reporting. We've also got an update on a more local story today. A Dixon City Council member died after a car crash in South Abington Township on Sunday night. Lackawanna County Coroner Tim Rowland said Michael G. Fedorka of Dixon City was fatally injured in a two-car crash around 8 p.m. that night on North State Street. Fedorka was a Dixon City Council member. He had served on the council from 2008 till 2016 and from 2020 to the present. He was also on the Borough Planning Commission for 24 years, 22 of them as its chairman. South Abington Township Police are investigating the crash. We have more of this story at WVIA.org. More up to date after this break.
We report to you. Subscribe to the WVIA News Notes e-newsletter for the latest from the news team. Visit wvia.org/news and click on the subscribe button to receive the newsletter every Tuesday and Friday morning.
Welcome back. So if you've ever been to a town hall or a borough council meeting, you probably know how often blighted properties come up. A Western Pennsylvania legislator wants the state to help keep tabs on the owners of blighted properties and to levy fines against them. Tom Reese reports for WVIA.
Monroeville Democrat Brandon Markosik chairs the House Committee on Housing and Community Development. he's put forth a bill that would create a blight database managed by the state. Municipalities wouldn't be required to participate, but could opt in to the program. Markosik says it's a tool to hold negligent owners responsible when their properties become dangerous to neighbors.
There would be some teeth in the bill to help hold people accountable. Serious violations that go unresolved for over a year may also be subject to a $1,000 penalty, with proceeds used to help maintain the database.
The idea has bipartisan support. 23 House Republicans voted with Democrats to advance the bill to the Senate. Among the Republican supporters was House GOP leader Jesse Topper. I'm Tom Reese, reporting from Harrisburg.
Thanks, Tom, for that story. One last thing for you today. Let's take a look back at This Week in History with Director of Journalism, Julie Sidoni.
This Week in History, a brief look at some of the biggest happenings here at home and around the world, May 26th through June 1st. 1783, the Pennsylvania Evening Post becomes the first daily newspaper published in America. It comes from Philadelphia and publisher Benjamin Town. 1866, it's happy birthday to the borough of Renova, officially incorporated this week in Clinton County. 1930, New York City's Chrysler Building is completed, at the time, the world's tallest building. It would remain so until the next year, when the Empire State Building is finished. 1933, it's the week members of the CCC arrive in Lycoming County. The Civilian Conservation Corps was established as part of FDR's New Deal to allow young men to improve America's public lands. And 2005, Danica Patrick becomes the first woman to lead the Indy 500. She'd go on to finish fourth in the race, but the performance earned her Rookie of the Year. That's This Week in History. I'm Julie Sidoni, WVIA News.
All right, I think you're all caught up for the day. As always, you can find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out here on Up to Date. Now, don't forget to subscribe and listen every weekday, wherever and whenever you get your favorite podcasts. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. I'll catch you tomorrow.